second reason to have an offer packet is some buyers don't understand the process. They've never purchased a home ever with a realtor or not a realtor. They don't know the process. So it's really quite a daunting, you know, future. They're thinking, well, how do I do this? In fact, I don't know how to do it, so I won't do it. They fall in love with your property. They've been there twice. They met with a lender. They got the pre-approval done. However, they have no idea what is the next step to take. So you make an assumption. Buyers seen the house twice, and they should be able to move forward, and they just don't. And the whole time, you don't know. They don't have an offer kit. Again, another reason for you to have all the documentation together in advance. And again, generally, you can get that from an attorney, a realtor. Our staff would be happy to provide that to you as well. It's your call, but you have to have that stuff. And you know, when buying a car, I'll just say this. I've flipped lots of houses in my career, helped people buy and sell homes across the United States, corporate relo, buy owners, you name it. We've done that. However, personally, I would prefer not to buy a car from a buy owner. I don't know the process. You may seem simple to you. If you've done it before, you may go, well, it's easy to do. Well, I've not done it before. If you've not done it before, there's risk and uncertainty. Something you could be doing wrong. Could I be overpaying? What if the seller of the car knows there's something wrong with it and not telling me? At least if I buy from a dealer, I can always take it back. They've got a reputation, whatever. And so buying a car is actually uncomfortable for me. I'd rather buy from a dealer. And so when a home is listed by owner and there's no quote-unquote dealer called a listing agent or a buyer's agent, the buyer might feel uncomfortable. And if you haven't provided any kind of offer packet, offer procedures, like what is the next step? The buyer might need some hand-holding. It might seem like your adversary, because they're going to negotiate the price, maybe, but they really do need guidance. Some of them do. So oftentimes the buy owner throws the towel in, lists with the realtor, house sells in 2 days to the very buyer that saw the home when it was listed before. They just wouldn't make an offer because they didn't know how to do it. So I'm going to just encourage you, as you begin this process, not just to have the data present. So before an offer comes in, you can email somebody a PDF of your objective data to determine your price. But secondly, that you have all the necessary disclosures completed, and you've had potentially your municipal inspections if they occur in your area, but also that you have the sale contract, a blank contract, whatever is needed in that corridor to submit an offer on your property. Thanks for listening.